All right, guys, we're here with Connie from CU Space Cowboy. Connie, how are we doing today?
I'm very hot. It's very humid here.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the South.
Yeah. Been here many times. I love Louisville, Kentucky, but it's always either hot or freezing cold.
Pretty much what you get, somewhere in between. Rhythm and Raps are out now, and Chewing the Scenery also out.
Yes.
Is that going to come together as a collection for an album? What are we looking at?
We haven't announced the album yet, but they will be part of something that we are working on. Rather than like the last little tweaks and working on our getting the whole album ready and all that. We just wanted to release some songs because we were bored and we hadn't released music in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, hitting play on these two tracks, I was just like, holy shit. You know, like, I cannot wait for the actual album to come out.
I think it worked in our favor, too, because, I mean, those two tracks, clearly distinct sounds, and the tracks that we're going to put out for the album even are different. So the album really runs the gambit of a lot of different sounds. So it's nice to, like, be able to release a lot of singles and be like, there's a lot of different things going on this record.
Absolutely. You know, growing up in San Diego, what was kind of going on around you at the time to make you kind of want to get into music and things like that?
So there was a big DIY punk scene. I mean, the Che Cafe was somewhere that I spent a majority of my time growing up, and I was a part of the collective there. There's a lot of crust punk, a lot of hardcore, a lot of folk punk as well. A lot of like screamo was even there. It was like a lot of just mixed genres back then.
Right.
Like there was always, so there's seven shows a week, and there's always a different band to see, a different sound every day.
Okay. Did you end up going to, like, Brick by Brick, anything like that?
Not really. I mostly stayed, like, at Che. Because, like, it also has, like, a rich, rich history of, like, San Diego. We have 31G, The Locust, you know, all these, like, really weird experimental bands from, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. So I just always wanted to be around, like, the weird music scene, you know?
Yeah. Growing up, did you get into any new metal at all? Was there anything on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, I like definitely like when I was like, you know, late elementary school, middle school, skateboarding and stuff like that. It was a lot of Black Flag and Circuit Jerks as well as like Korn and Slipknot and, you know, Deftones and all that.
All right, well let's do a bracket challenge. We're gonna kind of ask a lot of bands this, kind of intertwine everything in there. So we're gonna do a bracket style. You know, one versus one, and then kind of go from there. So in a Korn versus Limp Bizkit, who are you taking?
Korn.
All right. Any reason over that?
I mean, Limp Bizkit is cool, and it's a fun guilty pleasure. But like, Korn's first album is like an album that I genuinely like listened to a lot back in the day. And it just it has that dark energy that like a 12, 13 year old me was like all about.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think I heard that first time maybe around 15, and I was just like, oh, you can actually have emotion in music. All right, Deftones versus Disturbed.
Deftones.
All right, any reasoning behind that one?
Deftones is a band that has created their own sonic, like spooky but aggressive but like all encompassing. Sound that's like amazing to me. I mean, if you like equate it to filmmaking, like the mise-en-scene that they create as like this perfect, it just makes you feel like relaxed but anxious at the same time. And Deftones are like one of like the greatest bands, I think, at forming their own thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, they've definitely one of those bands that a metal band can say influenced them. They can say like a shoegaze band influenced them. You know what I'm saying? Like they've spawned so many bands. System of a Down versus Linkin Park.
System of a Down.
All right. And reasoning behind that one?
I love both bands.
Yeah.
But growing up, System of a Down was the more aggressive one. And so like for me being a little skate rat kid, like that was always like what I wanted to listen to. And I saw them, you know, like my freshman year. On the day the world was supposed to end.
Oh, right.
And it was like a crazy show that like, even though like I don't listen to System of a Down a lot now, but I'll always remember like that show. Like, it was amazing.
And this is the weird one because we did a Knotfest bracket new metal challenge, and Evanescence actually won the whole thing. So I threw them in there, but Slipknot versus Evanescence.
I have to give it a Slipknot as well because just growing up, like I love Evanescence, but growing up, I was all about aggressive, fast, and Slipknot had that covered, you know. If you ever wanted to like go, I'm going to go skate the local bowl, he's like, put your headphones in your iPod Nano and listen to Slipknot, listen to Circle Jerks, and just go.
I love it. So back to Korn versus Deftones.
Deftones.
All right. And then System versus Slipknot.
Deftones.
And then, all right. So Deftones wins this.
Yeah, Deftones wins the bracket for sure.
Nice. Kind of going back to some stuff, the one thing I kept seeing about the band was the term sasscore, and I absolutely love that term sasscore. I love anybody being sassy.
Yeah.
So I mean, just being called sasscore is amazing.
So sasscore is a term, and it's a funny term because it's something I made up, like just this combination of sass and metalcore.
Right.
Back when we were like little baby band, like DIY still and Revolver hit us with the hey, 5-page spread, like do an interview, and I was freaking out. They're like, well, what do you sound like? I'm like, sasscore.
Nice.
And it's taken on a life of its own. Now people retroactively use that to describe a whole genre of music
right.
that it never was called back in the day, and it's kind of created like a culture around like just a stupid word that I made up
right.
when we were a
That's
little
what always
baby
works
band.
Out. You know, you throw out something last minute and it
yeah.
ends up being the term for the entire band.
Pretty much. Term for a whole genre now. I feel bad because I've talked to bands from that era like, what the fuck is sasscore? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I think 18 Visions was like, what were they, like Beautycore or something like that? They were something,
yeah,
something silly.
18 Visions is the framework for why most bands that everybody loves exist. You wear makeup and play breakdowns or heavy music, you have 18 Visions to thank for that.
Yeah, you get a bunch of guys that work at a beauty salon together and that's what you come up with. And the last couple of things, you know, kind of on the way here, it looks like you guys played a basement show, kind of throwing it back to the roots. You know, how was that kind of getting back in a basement? I love that.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was crazy. I got like heat stroke. I had to like, I almost passed out when we were done. But it was so much fun because like you said, like we don't get to do that a lot anymore.
Right.
And it just felt amazing to be like, yeah, like throw up a basement show. It sold out in like 10 minutes. And then she's like, all right, pack as many kids as you can in the basement, and it was just like so much fun hanging from the rafters and just going crazy.
Are we talking like carrying amps down the steps
yeah.
and all that stuff?
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah, it was fully that, and I loved every second of it because I've always wanted to go back and do shows like that.
Yeah,
and it's always suits and people being like, you can't do that now, blah blah blah, and this just worked out perfectly.
Right. So obviously the juxtaposition of obviously we're here to a giant festival to a basement show a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be great for the psyche. It just kind of just encompassing.
Yeah. I mean, if you asked which I'd rather play, I'd pick the fucking basement.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just like how I am though. I enjoy where Cowboy is and I enjoy what we get to do, but I will always miss DIY spaces, house shows, basement shows, whatever it may be. Like my heart is always there still.
Nice. All right, so you get the two songs out now. Album hasn't been titled yet. Everything kind of. When should everybody expect something?
I can't say yet. We're still figuring out. Like I said, like we don't even have the album announcement planned or anything yet. We're really taking our time with it. We're really trying to get everything that we want in it to make sure it's like the ultimate version. Because we haven't released an album in 2 years. Like we have like a crazy concept, a crazy visual aesthetic, and we're like, we want to get everything perfect.
Everything right, everything, all the ducks in the row. Well, Connie, see you, Space Cowboy. Thanks for taking some time here.
Of course, my pleasure.
New pod, notfest.com. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.